Today is Monday, October 12th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I'm looking at a tweet from Scotty, little Aussie. I don't even know if he still listens. He's probably unsubscribed. He never calls anymore. But anyway, so I'm looking at a tweet from him, so I don't even know if he will hear this or, you know, whatever the case may be, but I wanted to call it out because he posted a screenshot of his, I guess his podcast app, his RSS app, podcast app, whatever you want to call it. And although I'm really loving, I mean, it literally looks like a terminal application. Now, not many of you are going to be, you know, have any thoughts on this or know, probably even know what I'm talking about, but it's literally like this green and gray font that looks like a font in a terminal. Like if you opened up command line in Windows or terminal in Mac. And not only that, but it has like no graphical elements at all. There's no graphical. It's like all command line looking stuff. And it literally lists her web link, her website link and the link to the MP3. I can't tell because he put some kind of graphic over it. It literally lists them like they were some JSON format thing. I don't know, where did you get this app? Did you build this app yourself or something, Scotty? Like, I don't know. All the mobile apps nowadays, they all look, have very fancy, like, graphical, you know, responsive design and everything. And this is like the minimalist terminal application. I don't know. I just thought I would call that out. Anyway, he probably doesn't listen, so he probably won't even get that. But I wanted to call it out because I just thought it was funny. But, all right, so a couple of other things. Not much happened on the weekend, so, I mean, we'll talk a little bit about that as I'm doing my closing, but I did want to talk about a couple of things that were on Twitter and respond to them. So, first of all, there was another Scotty post where he talked about, you know, he doesn't like these subscription services for software. So, like, Microsoft is now really promoting Microsoft 365. You know, they want you to do a monthly fee, and then you get both the online version and the downloaded version or the installed version of an application. And he drew a graphic where he literally looked at the plans that they offered. He X'd them out and wrote dumb programs underneath it. And then he circled the one where you're buying Office and Home Student 2019 and in green and like underlined the fact that it's a one-time purchase and all that kind of stuff. And I want to say, I understand people who say that, who are like, you know what? I'm used to buying my software and I own it and it's mine and you can't take it away. And I get my disc and I've got my disc and there's nothing you can do about it. I will keep that forever. And yeah, I'm not going to pay some subscription service where I'm renting some software. You know, that's all fine and good. I feel the same way about people who are like, I'm going to buy my CDs of my music. I'm going to buy DVDs. I'm going to have a big shelf behind me that has all of my DVDs and my CDs in it. You're not going to take them away. I'm going to own those things. I'm not going to do these streaming services where I, you know. And although there are logical reasons why you'd be like, you know, over if I know that I'm only going to use this version of this application forever, you know, then I'm going to save money because I'm going to buy a one-time purchase. I'm going to purchase this one time. And I'm not going to, you know, all I need is the features that are in that application right now. I don't need any more features, you know, And that's all I'm going to need. I'm just going to need that. And that's it. And I'm going to save money. I'm going to buy that. Sure. Okay, fine. And you're free to make that choice. You know, they're still giving you that choice to do that. Some companies are not giving that choice at all. They're just doing so at least Microsoft, you know, not to be a Microsoft apologist, but Scotty, at least they're, man, Scotty is very focused on this episode. At least they are, you know, giving you the option of buying it if you want. But me personally, I love subscription services because, okay, when back in the day, I know everyone makes fun of me for being 1%. Oh, that's such a horrible thing to be made fun of for. But I know everyone makes fun of me for like having money or whatever. And I'm certainly not wealthy like people pretend, but I'm comfortable. I mean, I can afford to buy a cheeseburger now and again or whatever. And so, you know, but back in the day, before I got my current job and before I had, because my, there was a period of time for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years where my credit was horrible. I was working two jobs just to make ends meet when I lived in Dallas. And my boyfriend, I was having to support him, not only support him like food, but I was buying cigarettes for him and like everything else. And he wasn't working. And I didn't have a lot of money, but I really needed, you know, some Adobe software for something I was doing, probably podcasting or, I don't know, video editing or whatever, you know, I was doing. And, you know, it wasn't like a life or death need or anything like that, but I was doing some stuff and it really was going to be, you know, nice to have that particular software. And when they came out with the subscription service, that allowed me to just pay like $10 a month and have that software for the amount of months. Adobe software was like over $1,000 to buy this software, and I couldn't afford it. Like there was, at the time, there was no way I was going to be able to afford a one-time purchase. And all my credit cards had been canceled. Like there was no way I would have been able to do that. And so a subscription service allowed me to pay a small amount and use the application for the amount of time that I needed it, and then cancel the subscription, you know, when I didn't need it anymore. Also, when you have a subscription service, you constantly get updates and you get the newest features, and, you know, you don't have to go buy, because the problem with buying software is usually when they come out with really good new features, that's going to be the next version of the software and they're going to make you buy it again. So if you're the type of person who really makes use of these new features and, you know, bug fixes and all that kind of stuff, then, you know, a subscription service makes a lot of sense because you're going to get those automatically. They're included with your subscription. Now, again, if you're just going to use Microsoft Word and you don't need any new features, and, you know, and you're an old timer like Scotty, then yeah, you can do that. Sure, that's fine. But, you know, eventually that version of Word that you're purchasing is not even going to work on like a newer computer or something. I know it's going to be a long time because Microsoft really tries to make things backwards compatible. But if you're working on, if you're on a Mac and you're not in Windows, things become obsolete really fast on Mac. Apple has no problem releasing a new version of their operating system and saying, too bad, so sad, these applications are not going to work anymore. If you have a subscription, no big deal. You're going to get an update. Boom. Still going to work. If you buy it outright, then you're going to have to buy the new version. All right. Well, anyway, so the other thing I wanted to respond to is Wes Stone on Twitter says you could probably offset the cost to replace the Surface Pro screen since you canceled your redundant car insurance policy months ago. Have you canceled it? Question mark. Well, I wanted to give you guys an update on that, actually. I know, At the time that you tweeted, Wes Stone, I had not canceled it. But actually, I want to thank you, Wes Stone. That reminds me of Designing Women, because there's an episode where Julia says, and I want to thank you, Ray Dawn. I don't know. Anyway, and I want to thank you, Wes Stone, for reminding me about that, because immediately when I saw that tweet, I emailed them and sent them my declaration page from State Farm, and they called me back today because, you know, they don't want to cancel the policy without being like, hey, why don't you stay with us? And I'm like, no, we already went through all that work and we paid for a year of homeowners policy with State Farm and I don't want to have to redo all that. But you're not allowed to have two different insurance companies at the same time. So she said, yeah, we're going to cancel it back to the date that your new policy started, which was May 29th. So I'm going to get a refund of $300. So even though I procrastinated, I'm getting all of that money back. So there. So yeah, I guess I could use that $300 towards the new screen. It'll pay half. All right, well, on the weekend, we didn't do anything. We just watched TV. We were watching that Raised by Wolves. And we finished that. It gets kind of weird at the end. It's enjoyable. I don't know if it's the best thing in the world, but I would say if you're one of those people that likes sci-fi, you should give it a try and just see if you like. Because there's not a lot of good stuff out right now. And if you're a TV watcher, you know, there's a lot of stuff is missing that would normally be coming back about now. So, you know, give it a try. We went to see my parents and did our grocery shopping and everything yesterday, and that was not exciting at all. But you cannot have a conversation with people nowadays without things becoming political. You can't even say, oh, the weather's nice, without somebody going, oh, guess there's not global warming now. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.